broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys and Saturday remains for college football. College football, week 12, a full slate. We're going to get all up into it. And also, into NFL week 11, it is your boy, JC. By the way, Damian Perez out this week. Look who's here. C-Cat.
You know what?
The legend.
Yeah. I was told I looked a lot like Damian a couple weeks ago, so I'm starting to believe it. I think they're just,
I don't see that.
Prejudice against bearded guys.
I don't see that at all. But C-Cat, good to have you with us. We are, of course, on ESPN 106.3 FM. We are also live on the ESPN app. And you can also listen on any smart speaker. A lot of you got Alexa and home devices in your kitchen, bedroom, where you work out. Just tell it, play ESPN West Palm, and we will stream immediately. And you can listen if you miss any of it. The entire show, minutes after we're done, is available as a podcast with the commercial breaks cut out. Get it and consume it and rate it. Give it 5 stars. Leave a comment wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Pod, whatever, everywhere. I don't even know who's still in business anymore, but all the above. And there you go. College football, this slate today is interesting because we don't have a huge amount of top 25 against top 25 matchups. In fact, there's just two. And the big one we'll get to when we get to the signature big game. But let's run the slate real quick, C-Cat. At noon today, the number 3 team in the country, the Texas Longhorns, 8-1 on the season, at Arkansas. How about them Razorbacks? 5-4 on the year. They're a 12.5-point home dog. Of note, Quinn Ewers, last week, 333 passing yards, 5 touchdowns in the first 33 minutes of the game. In the first 33 minutes of the game, he's got 333 passing with 5 tutties. Sad news, if you're a Gator fan, it was at your Gators, of course.
Yeah, Florida kind of hung into that game, though. It shouldn't have been as close as it was, and the score kind of lied to you at the end of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Texas,
by the way, leads this series 56-23. It's their first meeting now in the SEC, but it's the 80th meeting overall lifetime. Texas, 56-23 lifetime, but Arkansas has, believe it or not, won the last two in this series. The Longhorns jumped a 90% probability for the college football playoff with a win. Also at noon today, Utah, the Utes at Colorado, the number 17 ranked team in the land. Colorado 7-2 on the season. Utah, not so much at 4-5. By the way, the Buffs an 11-point favorite. Utah has won the last 7 in this meeting. Colorado goes from a 25% to 31% likelihood to make the college football playoff with a win. So a 6% jump from 25 to 31 with a victory for Coach Prime and company.
I see a focused Colorado that has the path to the playoff well within their sights, and I see a distracted Utah team who, did you see this over the weekend? They believe that the Holy War game against BYU was stolen from them.
Yes.
The AD went to the press, which never happens.
You don't see that.
Pounding the table saying there's an investigation to be had. Yeah. Ooh, I like the Buffs.
Or they could be angry. And they could do that whole Dan Henning thing from Oregon last year and say, these guys play for clicks and views.
Fair.
And these guys are media darlings. We're not playing this game for YouTube subscriptions. We're playing it for...
Two Pac-12 teams that aren't Pac-12 teams anymore.
Right. Yeah. 3:30 today, the 22nd-ranked Tigers of LSU, 6-3 on the season now, at the aforementioned Florida Gators, who are now 4-5. Gators, a 4-point home dog. LSU enters off that 41-13 beatdown to Bama. And, of course, Florida enters off the 49-17 beatdown to Texas. So they're both picking themselves up and dusting themselves off emotionally on that same plane. But for LSU, this is a all hope is lost without a decisive victory here type game.
Yeah, I feel like if you're a casual college football fan, you look at this and you think, well, ranked team LSU, Florida's on a downstretch. They're at home. I don't care. I want the LSU Tigers. I'm going with Florida here. Just 4-point dogs.
4-point home dog.
That number feels small, but when you feel that way about a number, I go with that number.
Completely understood. Also, 3:30 window today. Your 4th-ranked Nittany Lions of Pennsylvania State University. We are
Penn State.
8-1 on the season at Purdue, arguably the worst team in big-time college football, 1-8. They won their season opener, don't forget, Purdue. Mm-hmm. They won their season. They're now 1-8. They are a 28.5-point home dog. Purdue, by the way, lost to Oregon and Ohio State combined by a score of 80-0.
Penn State has sent out feelers to sell college football playoff tickets already. That is a jinx if I've ever heard one. Yeah. So that makes me love Purdue in the spot to cover the number.
Yeah. Good luck, gang.
I'm trying to go to that game.
4:15 today. The first of our two top 25 matchups. The 23rd ranked Tigers of Mizzou. 7-2 on the season at the 21st ranked Gamecocks of South Carolina. South Carolina 6-3 this season. They're a 14-point home favorite. 14! South Carolina, 982 yards in their last two games combined. That's pretty good. Missouri has a major issue with injuries. A lot of teams do this time of year, but particularly amongst their offensive line. Of interesting note, and that may explain why South Carolina, a 14-point favorite, and otherwise what seems a little bit more level of a game, ZK.
Yeah, I'm rooting for your guy, Darius Rucker's South Carolina Gamecocks. That's what I'm rooting for in this game. I've got no read on who to bet on in this game, but I'm rooting on Carolina.
There you have it. 7:30 tonight, the number one team in all the land, the Ducks of Oregon, 10-0 on the season at Wisconsin. Badgers, a home dog of 13.5 points, according to Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. By the way, Dylan Gabriel set the touchdown record, total touchdowns, last weekend, 180 total, so career. He's got the new record, beats Case Keenum, who's now in commercials for backing up.
Yeah, how about that little honey hole that he did not expect to get endorsements like that this late in his life?
Josh Dobbs got one. He got ones for career backup types. Wisconsin, get this. In their wins, they outscore the opponent 34.4 to 8.6. But in their losses, they get outscored 37.5 to 13.5. So it's like a feast or famine.
Yeah.
They win big or they lose big. No middle ground. The good news is they're a 13.5-point dog in this spot at home. Listen, stranger things have happened, my friend, than a number one team going into an environment like that in a primetime setting and getting beat outright.
Yeah, those numbers you told me the exact opposite. That told me, well, I don't think Wisconsin's going to win this game, so there's no chance in hell that they're going to even cover in this game. Mm. If when they get beat bad, and when they win by a lot.
Unless law of averages tells us that they're due to get somewhere in between.
Eventually, maybe. I think Oregon, it's a kind of a similar stat where all but two games for Oregon this season have been 14 points or larger wins for the Ducks. The Boise State game and the Ohio State game that everyone watched on national television. Those were close games, but outside of that, it's been blowouts for Oregon.
We're already at the double the amount of upsets by unranked teams over top 10 teams this season than we were last year. Already at double that. And that gets us to the big game. The big game is a Bud's Chicken and Seafood big game. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. Bud's Chicken and Seafood, family owned and operated 1957. Bud's Chicken tenders arrive fresh, breaded by hand by team members that are cooked to golden brown perfection. As you order them, pair the chicken tenders with the signature sauces for optimal deliciousness. Stop by a Bud's location, 6 in Palm Beach County. Treat yourself to a chicken finger lunch bunch. 3 hand-breaded chicken tenders. Housemade sides and cold drink. Legendary corn fritters, of course. And, of course, the family is always the finger feast. Bud's Chicken and Seafood voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County once again by you, the people. The chicken tenders made of USDA tenderloin, not just breast meat like the other guys claim. This is a great family-owned business. They use better ingredients to make themselves better food. It's the greatest value in fast and fast casual eating and dining. And best of all, nothing more convenient on a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday than ordering on your phone, budschicken.com. Order ahead for pickup. Order to have it delivered. Order to pick it up through the drive-thru. Just go to budschicken.com. Take a bite of that first bite, the Bud's Chicken and Seafood chicken tender. That crisp, then that crunch. and a little smoke escapes, just rises out like a ghost in a cartoon. And a tiny spot of grease in your bottom corner of your lip. And you lick that right quick. You dip all the signature sauces. If you're not hungry right now, check for a pulse. BudsChicken.com, because that's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Yum.
Yum.
Eventually,
they're going to come calling.
I wonder what the big game is tonight. 7:30 Eastern Time. The number 7 Volunteers, Tennessee, 8-1 on the year. Travel to Georgia, 12th ranked. Bulldogs of Georgia, 7-2 on the year. Georgia, 9.5-point favorite. Georgia has won the last 7 meetings. And by the way, Georgia has scored 38 or more in 6 of those last 7. Georgia has won 28 consecutive games at home. And by the way, these Bulldogs, they enter this matchup off their first loss to a team other than Alabama since 2020. Keep in mind, Georgia's outside the college football playoff as of right now, because Boise at 13 would be in conference-wise. Carson Beck, 12 interceptions, tied for the most in FBS, 9 of which coming in just the last 4 games. But get this, CCAT. The Tennessee Volunteers, the 7th-ranked team in the country, a 9.5-point dog tonight. They've yet to give up more than 19 points. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Tonight might be the night. Tonight might be the night.
If Carson Beck plays like we've seen him more often than not this year.
He's been terrible.
He really has been.
They've won in spite of him, and they've almost lost because of him.
Yeah.
It almost feels that way.
Yeah, he's got like a very attractive girlfriend, and maybe that's distracting him. That's all I've got.
I don't think that's it. Who do you like?
Who do I like in this one? We'll talk about it later on, but I like Tennessee.
All right, we'll pick this one formally in the Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 coming up in the next segment. But that is your Bud's Chicken and Seafood big game for Week 12 in college football. Tennessee at Georgia. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection, and the best fried fish sandwich in town. It's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned, family operated. Go to BudsChicken.com, BudsChicken.com. Which takes us from the big game to the big story. Micah Parsons continues to be a distraction for the Dallas Cowboys that are so far out of it. Why are they being discussed? Well, because he is a transformational player who maybe, just maybe, doesn't continue to be a Dallas Cowboy, if the mind can imagine that. I know he's your boy. You liked him in college. He's a Penn State and Nittany Lion like yourself. But remember what he said this past weekend about Mike McCarthy? Asked about his head coach, Mike McCarthy, who we all know is lame duck. He's coaching out, the rest of his contract. He didn't get an extension. He's not expected to be extended after it expires. But listen real quick to part of what Micah Parsons said.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But the guys, I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for.
Yikes. He may have been, better off just when he said above my pay grade, leaving it right there. That's where he may have been better. He continued, however, listen.
Yeah, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
The Mike McCarthy ever did, that's where it becomes problematic. And then you got Rex Ryan, who goes on Get Up Monday morning and says this.
But why the hell do you think you need to say that? That why do you need to hurt this man? Who do you think gets blamed for everything? He gets it anyway. And so why are you piling on? All right, yeah, dead man walking. Yeah, he is. But you know what? He's professional as hell. He hadn't once blamed a damn player, ever. And it's bullshit.
Well, Rex has been watching too much Pat McAfee show on ESPN that he decides he's going to use bad words in that spot. And then Parsons, he responds on his own podcast, which, by the way, is now a Bleacher Report property. Listen to the podcaster, Micah Parsons.
Not even to up for about 4 or 5 weeks ago to injury. To say that I'm just missing games because of injury, like it's just some injury after I suffered a significant injury playing the game that we love. Someone who's been around teams and legends at that, can say, like, that's how I know we all have to see through the BS of what these TV analysts are trying to do.
All right, that was Michael Parsons on his podcast. Bottom line is, he's better off leaving it with, that's above my pay grade. And then he could say, I'm not going to discuss that, but I do want to say that I really feel for guys like Zach Martin because of where we are. Like, you gotta separate those two.
Yeah, I guess. But Micah can relate to Zach Martin. He can relate to maybe a career ending in the future. He sees
it.
Zach Martin pushing the sled in the summer, pushing it in the October. He can't relate to Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Desk job.
Yeah.
Football coach. If Mike McCarthy gets fired, he's going to have a job later on that week.
He doesn't have to get fired. Remember, his contract expires. There's a difference between being fired and, you know, your lease is up. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get evicted. You just your time is up.
Yeah, I guess so. But there's a few jobs that are held to the highest regard as the Cowboys,
I think it's going to come down as he will not be coming back. Not the Cowboys have fired. I don't see fired. If you've come this far and here's where you're at, it's going to be the Cowboys are not bringing him back.
You're just not getting renewed. I mean, it's just semantics. I mean, like,
no, it's not. No, it's not semantics.
If McCarthy wanted to be there and the Cowboys said
no. They didn't give him an extension, which means we're going to play it out and see where we go. And maybe we'll resign at the end. This is a lease. That's all. They didn't buy the house. They leased it for another season. That's what they've done.
And the Cowboys are telling Mike McCarthy, we don't want you anymore.
Coming up, when we return, VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joins us with the latest line movements, liabilities, everything you need to know for college and NFL football betting. He's not going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you what the numbers are so you can make your own decision. First, though, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Total Car Care Centers, 18 of them, West Palm to the Treasure Coast. Everything from major repairs to minor repairs. Everything from oil changes to batteries for any and every kind of vehicle. But these are great people. Honesty, integrity, trust. They live it. That's how you become the home of honest, reliable service in 1970. It's about relationship. They know you. They're going to know your vehicle, what it needs, what it doesn't. They're not looking for ways to charge you more money and add things on. They're looking for ways to save you money so your vehicle runs longer, lasts longer, so you can squeeze more out of it because your car's your second biggest investment. Go to slbt.com. Stop in any of the locations. Again, 18 from West Palm to the Treasure Coast. These are great people that are truly pillars of the community, that take care of us and our communities. So for anything from an oil change to major, minor repairs and service, just go to slbt.com. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, home of honest, reliable service since 1970. We come back, we go live to Las Vegas. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joins us with the latest line movement, everything you need to know. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Asking live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate with your boy JC on this college football week 12. Where the hell did the season go? We're going to get all the latest on line movement, liability, lopsided action, and major wagers live from Las Vegas with our senior reporter from VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson, in just a moment. But speaking of money, a reminder, Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, if you were involved in an accident, car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, workers' comp issues, injured on the job, just call Anajar and Levine. My friends Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, and their massive team of litigators to help you take back control of your life. They answer the phone 24/7. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. You pay nothing unless you get paid. And they will always fight to get you the maximum compensation that you absolutely know you deserve. It's as simple as calling 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Talk about your situation and your case, your consultation, absolutely free with actual attorneys. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE. Take back control of your life. And with that, we do go live to the city of sin, to Las Vegas, Nevada. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joining us once again on Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Good morning, Patrick. Appreciate you taking time.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Josh. Nothing better than being up at 6 a.m. and talking to somebody in the Miami, greater Miami area. West Palm Beach sounds fabulous.
That's it.
Right now.
You got it, my friend. We got we got a slow weekend as far as top 25 matchups, but more elimination, big-time primetime games. Obviously, Tennessee and Georgia, 7:30 Eastern time. That'll be one with huge national betting interests as well as huge, obviously, postseason college football playoff wish and hope type ramifications. What are we looking at as far as line movement, first and foremost, with college football this weekend? Anything significant happening?
Well, I will tell you, Tennessee-Georgia obviously is the game of the week. You can't get around that at all. And that what's been interesting about that is with the Tennessee quarterback being, questionable over the course of the week.
Yep.
The line was going up a little bit towards Georgia. Now, then it's come back a little bit towards Tennessee. But what I can tell you is there was sharp play early in the week. I can tell you that at least at Caesar Sports, Joey Fiesel, their main odds maker there, said they saw sharp play on 9.5 and 10 on Georgia. And again, there's been some fluctuation in this going back and forth. But obviously a huge, huge game. Mm. And then at BetMGM, as you just look over the numbers on that game, the splits on that game, it's you've got a heavy amount of tickets towards Tennessee on the point spread, 71%.
Wow.
And only 59% of money on Tennessee.
Interesting.
So not a hugely heavy lean, but still a lean toward the dog. And I talked to two or three oddsmakers over the course of the week, Josh, and all of them said the tickets and money on the spread were leaning toward Tennessee. So, there's a lot of bettors out there who seem to think that Tennessee can keep this close. Obviously, it's a big challenge, and Georgia absolutely, absolutely, positively has to have this game, or they are cooked.
Yeah.
Especially based on what we saw out of the rankings earlier this week.
Yeah. And by the way, footnote on this, Georgia leading rusher, Trevor Etienne, he is out versus the Volunteers tonight. So that is of significant note. All right, other areas of lopsided action in college football that we maybe need to be aware of, maybe another discrepancy between the tickets placed, but the differential in the dichotomy with the money being wagered. Anything else there of note?
Right. Well, there's somewhere it's kind of just quirkily off in the way that suggests that there might be a big bet or two, not that's been reported, but that may have contributed to where things are at. Clemson against Pittsburgh is one.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, no surprise, that maybe is where the action is going, but 58% of spread tickets, and this is at BetMGM going into the weekend, 58% of spread tickets on Clemson, 80% of spread money. And that's kind of a, that's a significant gap there between the ticket count and the money count. So
yeah.
That might suggest that maybe there's a big play or two that came in on Clemson to help help kind of skew that a little bit. Tulane is the same way against Navy. 69% of tickets on Tulane, 95% of money on Tulane.
Wow.
So that's a little unskewed in a sense. Games that people are probably paying a little bit more attention to than perhaps those two. Virginia and Notre Dame, lopsided to Notre Dame. Notre Dame's, been a machine ever since that NIU loss.
Mm-hmm.
77% of spread bets, 84% of spread money on the Fighting Irish in that game. Huge favorites. Yeah, three touchdowns plus. So Oregon, 80% of bets, 74% of cash for their road game against Wisconsin. And then a couple of others of interest just with some significant moves. And this is a big game this weekend too, although the spread may say it isn't. Texas and Arkansas. Texas opened 16.5, Josh, all the way down to 12.5. And I heard
from
a couple of odds makers, definitely sharp play on Arkansas early in the week at like 15.5, 15.5. So that was a pretty significant move. Colorado's gone from 9.5, went from 9.5 to 11.5. Some sharp play on Colorado was involved in some of that too. So you've got not only the public on Coach Prime, but a little bit of sharp play on Prime as well. SMU all the way out to 19.5 from 14.5. So that significant move as well. And in that Texas Arkansas game, interesting splits too. Like I said, the numbers come down 4 points. Ticket count almost dead even, 73% of money on the spread on the Razorbacks.
Wow. So let's explain to the audience real quick. 50% ticket count, meaning that, all right, if there's a room with 100 people, 50 of them have bet on Texas, 50 of them bet on Arkansas. However, mm-hmm. when you talk about the money, meaning how much is your ticket worth? Would you bet on this game? Right. You said the split then goes from 50-50 to what?
73-27 on Arkansas, and that's Yikes. Heading into the weekend. So, look, going into kickoff, and I know it's an early game and so forth, but you never know. A lot of action can come in these next couple of hours.
Yep.
And a lot of action will come in these next couple of hours.
And by the way,
that's how it tends to go on game day.
Yep, and I'm looking at Hard Rock Bet right now, and I see Texas now down to 11.5. Laying 11.5 at Arkansas at this moment on Hard Rock Bet. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, is joining us on Saturday Tailgate, as he has been so gracious to do so many weeks this season, so we can get an idea of the line movement, the lopsided action, if there's liability, and also what people like to be aware of as major wagers. Are there any major wagers of note or liability situations? Because that's always interesting for us that maybe don't have a proverbial dog in the fight to be like, oh, I heard on the air, I saw on Patrick's Twitter, there's a dude who's sitting on a ticket for, or the casino really hopes that this happens. The casino's got to have the sports book always has hopes, but there's got to be at least one substantial one for this college Saturday.
Well, I'll throw out a couple of decent sized wagers. These came from Caesars. $55,000 on Georgia State, kind of an obscure game, Arkansas State, Georgia State to cover -2. This one more interesting, though, because it's the game of the week, and that's $20,000 on Georgia money line against Tennessee, obviously in the big game of the week, Georgia money line -355. So
wow.
If the better, as long as Georgia wins, because it's money line, then the better wins. $20,000 to win $5,633.80, but which maybe seems off, but if you think about it in terms of ROI, Josh, well, maybe it's not so bad. That's like 28% ROI. So if you look at it that way, then maybe it's not quite so unseemly. But I will say, as far as tickets and so forth, it looks like, at least with BetMGM and perhaps with others, as we alluded to, that Tennessee could be a liability. The most bet team on spread tickets at BetMGM, Tennessee. Most bet team spread money, Tennessee. So it looks like they may be Georgia fans with Georgia at home in that big game. In terms of tickets and money, a couple of more notable notes. Oregon #2 in tickets at BetMGM on the spread. Texas #3 in tickets. In terms of money on the spread, Arkansas #2. Kansas #3. I'm not even sure who Kansas is playing, to be quite honest. So they're at BYU. I thought it was BYU. That's interesting. And that number's come down a little bit too. So maybe a little bit of sharp support for the Jayhawks, which is kind of surprising at this point.
Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. We are live on the ESPN app and also on any and all smart speakers. Just tell it, play ESPN West Palm. All right, let's shift gears now to Sunday, tomorrow in the National Football League, week 11. National interest games, huge games of that divisional, the Baltimore, Pittsburgh, obviously even Green Bay, Chicago's got storylines. Kansas City, Buffalo is going to be a monster. That may be the most watched 4 p.m. window game in recent history. But let's get an idea here on line movement as well as some of the lopsided action for NFL Sunday. Patrick, anything of note here you want to bring?
Well, it's interesting, Josh, that you mentioned all three games that were just like perfect. It's almost like you were reading off of BetMGM's release for the weekend. The most bet games by ticket count, just most bet games, Chiefs-Bills, Ravens-Steelers, Packers-Bears.
No kid.
Most bet teams by spread tickets, Chiefs #1, Packers #2, Ravens #3.
Wow.
Most bet teams by spread money, Packers #1. Lions #2, you just can't get the public off of them.
No.
Chiefs #3. So a lot of that information is kind of in line with what you just alluded to with regard to Sunday's games and a really good slate of games. Let's start, though, like you said, with that Chiefs-Bills game. This has been interesting. I went back and forth with a few odds makers this week, and you had the Bills going up to, I believe, 2.5 at one point. Depending on where, always shop around, see if you can get the best line on this. But what he pointed out is it's hard to keep people off of Patrick Mahomes, and especially when there is a plus in a plus symbol in front of the number.
It's so rare. It looks like a typo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so what they're tending to do is, look, they don't mind. They kind of like the idea of taking Chiefs plus two if they can get it. But what they really like instead is, like, look, if the Chiefs are going to cover two, they feel like the Chiefs are going to win the game. So they're going to take the money line instead at plus 110, plus 115, whatever
right.
it is,
right.
To get a little bit better path. So that's what they're doing. They're taking the Chiefs on the money line. It's going to be a super high handle game. As a couple of odds makers pointed out to me this week, they're like, look, this is going to be this is almost like Sunday night football before Sunday night football.
Right.
It's a really, really good game. So when you're looking at BetMGM, you got a little bit of a favoritism in toward the Chiefs in terms of tickets and money on the spread. Also, like I said, 72% of money line tickets on the Chiefs at BetMGM. Money line dollars are a little more evenly split, but with the Chiefs having that plus number in front of them, there's more tickets on them.
Yeah, I think there's going to be 30 plus million people watching this game. You know, we talk about there being a playoff game, you know, an elimination game, if you will, tonight, Tennessee and Georgia. Well, tomorrow, this one plays like a playoff game as well, whether you're talking about the number one overall seed or just because of what this rivalry has become. Kansas City and Buffalo is going to be an enormous monster. But the way you talk about the Buffalo minus two, Kansas City might as well take them on the money line, sounds like last week, and I know colleague of ours, Joe Fortenbaugh, preaching that, look, if you like the Steelers, just take them on the money line, as opposed to the plus one and a half or the plus two against Commander. So it's similar in that way of saying, forget about the 1-2. If you believe that, you believe they're going to win, just take them plus the money on the money line.
Exactly. I think that, and Joe Fortenbaugh was right on the nail there. And sure enough, the Steelers end up winning that game. Why not, if it's one or two? If you think they can cover one or two, why not take the plus 110, plus 115, whatever you might get for a little more at the pay window, that they're just going to win the game outright?
How about liability for this NFL Sunday tomorrow? Any notable rooting interest for the sports books?
They're going to be super interested in the Jaguars to just stay within two touchdowns somehow.
Yeah.
At BetMGM heading into the weekend, you had 85% of spread tickets and 95% of spread money on the Detroit Lions. The public just can't get enough of the Detroit Lions. And Detroit proves it week in and week out. Look, they didn't cover against Houston, but they did come back and win that game, which salvaged a lot of people's money line parlays and teasers and such. And now they're at home again, and people think, okay, they got a little wake-up call at Houston. They're going to come home and take care of business. And they have for two-plus seasons now, Josh. This is a team that wins and covers week after week after week, 30-9 against the spread and straight up since the middle of November, since basically the middle of the season 2 years ago.
Wow.
So the public just can't get off them. Public loves Green Bay this week. 83% of early tickets, 85% of early dollars on the spread on Green Bay. However, this number has come down. It's gotten as low as 5 at some spots over the course of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was sharp play on the Bears at 6.5 and 6 at Caesars Sports. They let me know that. So that was an interesting one. No other games are like super lopsided like that. But, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, with the situation they're in, you're looking at 3-1 tickets and money on the Texans in the Monday night game.
Wow.
You know, they're just not trusting Dallas at all, which, again, I mean, you got no Dak Prescott. And even when they had Dak Prescott, they really, as a lot of people noted on social media, like, hey, they weren't any good when they had Dak. You know,
well,
they,
prior to last week, Cooper Rush was like, what, 5-1 in his 6 starts? So, I mean, there were a greater expectation. He may bounce back. We may see Trey Lance. Who knows?
Exactly. I feel like, I could be wrong, and maybe I'll bet it, I don't know, but I feel like there's going to be some sort of bounce back here. Not necessarily that the Cowboys win the game, but at least at home with an extra week to prepare, a second week without Dak Prescott, that they can maybe put together a more competitive game. Bengals Chargers, I think, is really interesting on Sunday night, Josh. You've got, it's not super lopsided, but it's tilted, you know, so, well, it is, and in a sense, it is. But it's tilted toward the road dog. 2-1 tickets, 4-1 money on the Bengals at BetMGM. They're taking the Bengals. This number's come down from 2.5 to 1.5. Some of that, there might be a little sharp play involved there. I can tell you for sure, sharp play on the over, which is a little unusual. The sharp guys normally like to bet the under. At Caesars specifically, they told me this. Joey Fiesel said they bet the sharps bet over 45, over 46, over 46 and a half, and over 47, pushing this as far as 48. So they think there's going to be some scoring.
It's one of those games where you think maybe a little bit of, well, they're due. Well, the Bengals, they'll snap into form. It's that time of year. It's that correction time. And they just don't trust the Fighting Harbaughs and Justin Herbert. That team seems to believe that there's nowhere they'd rather be than right. And no one has it better than they do, is what it seems to me. Mm-hmm. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joining us Saturday today. Last question. Major wagers for NFL Sunday and Monday night? Major wagers, anything?
Absolutely. We got one biggie, real biggie, and I'll give you one guess who, based on what we just discussed. Who do you think it's on?
Kansas City at Buffalo.
Detroit Lions money line -800
What?
For $240,000 at Caesars.
So what's the comeback on that? 200 makes what?
$240,000 -800 to win $30,000.
To win $30,000. And by the way, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to sweat it. Because as somebody who would take four teams and 12-point tease them for years and years and years, when there's a 14, 13, 12-point favorite in the NFL, those games, more times than not, are not easy and automatic blowouts. And sometimes those teams lose outright. And I'm not saying that's the case, but if there's a spot for a trap, for a letdown, Admiral Akbar from Star Wars, it's a trap. It might be that Jaguar, that team, that quarterback, this Lions team that maybe feels falsely invincible because of their ability to figure it out last Sunday night. That's fascinating. Patrick Everson, follow him on Twitter. If you give him 45 seconds, he'll give you everything you need to know about the primetime games, the big matchups, and, of course, the Saturday and Sunday morning updates and reports on all the line movement. All the money action is invaluable. Appreciate the time, as always. Again, folks, follow him on Twitter. And, again, check him out online at VegasInsider.com. He is, of course, senior reporter Patrick Everson. Patrick, appreciate it. Best of luck to you this weekend.
You bet. Enjoy the Saturday, Sunday.
Time now for the Saturday Tailgate Pick 6, presented by X Golf, West Palm Beach, right off of I-95, Okeechobee Boulevard. It's indoor golf at your own bay where you can choose from thousands of courses around the world, where you have your own flat screen, ultra HD TV to watch all the games, the fights, the races, and of course, golf. Whatever you want. Or they bring you delicious food and beverages and cocktails and the music plays. It's a party, ladies' night, happy hours at X Golf. Get all the information on Instagram at XGolfWPB. Again, X Golf WPB on Instagram. The new home of indoor golf is X Golf. And by the way, it's not just mindlessly hitting balls, C-Cat. It's chipping and putting and short game. It's like augmented reality simulator, swinging an actual club, hitting actual balls, but keeping score while you eat, drink, watch games, and have a party with your people at your own private bay.
I like to do all of those things.
We know that you do, my friend. All right. Saturday Tailgate Pick 6. Let's pick these games. First of all, tonight, the big game, Tennessee at Georgia. Bulldogs -9.5. Who you got?
I've got Tennessee in that one, plus the points.
All right. Georgia -9.5. I like a whole lot more than -10. We'll differentiate. I'll take the Bulldogs. Then tomorrow, the Ravens, the Steelers. These games are always played close. Oddsmakers believe that'll be the case again. Pittsburgh, a 3-point home dog to Lamar Jackson and company. Who you got?
I see the country back in the Steelers, so I want to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm with you. Baltimore wins this game and does so by more than 3. Then we've got the Packers at the Bears. The Bears have fallen apart since the failure to bat down a Hail Mary. Everything's gone wrong for them since. You can see that on YouTube. Unquestionable Call with Josh Cohen. Did a full episode on it just this past Wednesday. Packers at Bears. What I tell you about the number 5 in the betting lines?
Funny stuff going on.
Fugazi, who you got?
You know what? If Aaron Rodgers is the Bears' daddy, Jordan Love is the Bears' stepdaddy. I'm going with Green Bay.
Stepfather. Give me the Bears and the points. New offensive coordinator. One of those weird spots where you shouldn't be close in a game where and the whole world's against you. 5's Fugazi. Meanwhile, Packers are going to win this game 34-3. But give me the Bears plus the points. Colts at the Jets. Speaking of teams falling apart, yesterday's brand new questionable call on YouTube with Josh Cohen about the Jets humiliating themselves before this game even kicked off this past week. Jets are a four-point favorite. Who you got?
Oh, I don't want to bet on either side of these, but I guess I'll take the free 4 points with the Colts, Anthony Richardson back.
Yeah.
Maybe he learned a thing or two on the bench. Yeah. Give me Indy.
Yeah. You got to remember, he's younger than, like, Carson Beck. He's younger than the majority of starting quarterbacks in college football. Colts plus the 4 is the right side here. The Jets got a tackling clinic put on by their interim coach. Imagine you're a 30-something-year-old NFL player, and your interim coach, who isn't getting the job, is not just the defense, but showing the whole team how you tackle. That's not demoralizing and demeaning at all.
We could use that in South Florida. Tua needs to learn how to tackle a little bit better.
Oh, my God. Or get out the hell out the way. Get the hell out the way. Give me the Colts plus the 4. This is the game of games. It is the Chiefs at Orchard Park. This game kicks off at 4:25, and I'm telling you, you may know this being from Orange County, New York. I know from being from Western New York. It'll be pitch black at 4:25 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. Buffalo Bills a 2-point favorite. That rare spot we talked about with Patrick Everson of seeing the Chiefs with a plus sign next to their name. Doesn't seem right. Who you got?
The last time I saw these two teams play in a regular season game, I said I was the most confident in a Bills win that I've ever been about a football game. I'm going to do it again. Go Bills.
Yeah, head-to-head, they've played 7 times, Josh and Mahomes. And Mahomes leads 4-3. This might be the equalizer. This might be the 4-5. Give me Buffalo minus the 2. And finally, in the Saturday tailgate pick 6 presented by X Golf. X Golf, awesome. The new home of indoor golf is X Golf. Just off I-95, Okeechobee Boulevard, in the plaza, right next to the highway. It is the future of golf. It's the now of golf. It's X Golf. X Golf WPB on Instagram. Sunday Night Football. Cincinnati at the Los Angeles Chargers. As Jim Harbaugh's daddy taught him. Who's got better than we do? Who's got better than us? Nobody. Chargers, minus 1.5. This line fluctuates a little bit. Who you got?
Cincy has told us all year that they are not to be taken seriously, and I'm finally going to listen. Give me the Chargers on Sunday Night Football.
Give me the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. This team likes each other. They play for each other. They've bought into Harbaugh. It's just clicking right now. Mm-hmm. They're legitimate, these Chargers. Give me the Chargers, minus 1.5. And there is your Saturday tailgate pick 6 for this week 11 in the NFL. Time now for...
What the hell did you just say?
Presented by the Boca Raton Bowl. You got the date. You know it's 5:30 in the p.m. You know when it is.
December 18th.
You know it by heart, don't you?
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Be there indeed. Yes, we all will be. God willing, of course. Also, you, of course, nationally on ESPN, but get your tickets and all information online, BocaRatonBowl.com, and on the social media channels as well. What the hell did you just say comes to us from Josh Allen on the Chiefs rivalry. Listen quick to what he said.
Well, I know we haven't beat them in the playoffs, so that's the only thing that kind of matters.
I love that attitude. I love that answer. He could say, well, you know, statistically we're the same. Well, you know, we've won 3 and he's won 4 in my time here. Instead, he says, all that matters is not being eliminated when it matters most. And so I love that answer.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mature quarterback who knows what's expected of him and knows what his city needs of him.
It feels authentic, though. It feels like he's saying it, but he actually means it, like he's living it.
Oh, yeah, the pain of losing the playoffs in the NFL for a starting quarterback is second to none. Yeah. So he's felt that pain year over year over year. He's ready to win the big one.
He's like, there's nothing to talk about here because all I know is that they beat us every time that I've seen them in the postseason, so there's nothing else to discuss. When we come back, there's plenty to discuss. Your Twin Peaks fight picks, UFC 309, and how about your Hard Rock Bet easy money play of the weekend as I continue to make you free money on Hard Rock Bet with an NFL play that I will share with you in moments. First, though, we'll have those Twin Peaks fight picks in just a second, but make your plans now because you can watch UFC 309 tonight without buying the pay-per-view, without paying a cover. Anything and everything UFC, they're the official UFC fight headquarters. They're partners with the UFC. Never pay a cover to watch boxing, to watch MMA, to watch UFC. Any of it. Just go to Twin Peaks with Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, 29 Degree Beer, made from scratch favorites. Happy hour. New menu items constantly. And of course, the signature Twin Peaks girls and the hospitality they provide. Anything and everything you'd want to watch, plus a great time, plus your UFC fights, plus never paying a cent to watch any of the fights. That's Twin Peaks. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie, and right off of I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm Beach, it is the incomparable Twin Peaks, the ultimate guys lodge, the ultimate sports lodge. Twin Peaks. We'll get you your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks coming up next, and then Hard Rock Bet, easy money, make some more money. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your UFC fight picks, your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks, presented by Twin Peaks. Each drink, sing, infused, 29-degree beer. And, of course, your UFC fight headquarters. Never pay a cover. It's UFC 309 live from Madison Square Garden. Used to be my favorite event to attend and to cover. And tonight we got a couple of great ones, including the return of Charles Oliveira and Michael Chandler running this back. Let's go Oliveira minus 260, but parlay him with the main event of the evening, John Jones versus Stipe Miocic. And we like Jones inside the distance. So let's put John Jones inside the distance with Charles Oliveira. Put that together. There's your Twin Peaks UFC fight picks. Remember, never pay a cover to watch UFC, any boxing or any fights at Twin Peaks, Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood Davy, and of course off I-95 on Palm Beach Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And speaking of betting and putting these together, making some money, time now for our Hard Rock Bet Easy Money.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
We are going NFL hard on our four-team 10-point teaser. You pick four games, you get to move the line 10 points each, and it pays even money. 200 makes 200. Baltimore Ravens, instead of minus 3, let's make them plus 7. Detroit Lions, instead of minus 14, let's make them minus 4. Buffalo Bills, instead of minus 2, let's make them plus 8. And the Chargers on Sunday Night Football, let's make them plus 8.5. Like it, yes or no?
I don't like how many opportunities for pushes equals losses in it.
No, it's not
like
a loss. No, it's a refund.
Oh, I push love the Hard refund. Rock Bet. That's nice.
Push is a refund. All right. Presented by Hard Rock Bet. Love Hard Rock Bet. Live wager, parlay wager. And by the way, the new Flex Parlays means that you can choose. You don't have to hit every single aspect of your bet to win your Flex Parlay and to get paid. Flex Parlay, you get to choose the payout amounts. So you say, well, I got a 6-leg. I want to get paid if I get 4 of them right. You slide the scale of how much you want to do. Whether it's straight plays, teasers, futures, it's Hard Rock Bet. It's the best. Sign up right now. App Store, Google Play Store, hardrock.bet. And don't forget, with Hard Rock Bet, sign up now. Get $100 back in bonus bet if your first bet doesn't win. And your bet can be a parlay, a prop, the over, whatever you like. Live wager with Hard Rock Bet is the absolute best, nothing like it. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions do apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Hard Rock Bet. So much fun in helping to pay the rent. And that's it for us, kids, as we wrap it up on this Saturday Tailgate Edition. Remember, subscribe on YouTube. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Back here next Saturday. Have a great weekend. Let's make some money. Let's go!